Do your best, Lord, to protect. Other than that, you know what I want. There's no use me repeating myself.
Like that prayer, simple and direct, describes Frankie Dunn, a veteran of many, perhaps too many, years in the boxing game. Then into Frankie's gritty gym near downtown Los Angeles walks Maggie Fitzgerald, who moved from a Midwest trailer park to the big city with dreams of taking home a championship belt.
Mr. Dunn.
I owe you money.
No, sir.
I know your mama.
Don't rightly know, sir.
What does he want?
Thought you might be interested in training me.
I don't train girls.
Maybe you should. People see me fat, say I'm pretty tough.
Girly, tough ain't enough.
Her persistence breaks through Frankie's crusty defenses, and Clint Eastwood says it's the surrogate father-daughter relationship which develops that drew him to the story.
I think what interested me is the fact that it wasn't really a boxing story. It becomes a love story, but not a romantic love story, but more a father-daughter love story. It's the daughter that he missed in his life, and to her, he's the father that she lost at a very early age and doesn't have that connection anymore.
Hold it. I'll show you a few things, and then we'll get you a trainer.
No, sorry.
You're in a position to negotiate?
Yes, sir. Because I know if you train me right, I'm going to be a champ. I've seen you looking at me.
Yeah, out of pity.
Don't you say that. Don't you say that if it ain't true. I want a trainer. I don't want charity, and I don't want favors.
Hilary Swank is no stranger to transforming herself for a role. Her Oscar-winning performance in Boys Don't Cry was as a young woman who convincingly poses as a young man. But to play Maggie, she not only had to toughen her body, she also had to get into the mind of a boxer.
The first time I hit somebody, I said, sorry, and my trainer about threw me out of the gym. And then I said to him, sorry. And he's like, you're still doing it. The physical part is obvious, you know. When I was asked to gain 10 pounds of muscle, I went and gained 19. And, you know, that's a part of my job. And if I'm going to play a boxer, I better look like a boxer. But I think the biggest probably lesson that I learned is that the obstacles I would set for myself were the biggest thing I had to overcome.
Little girl seems to be coming along.
It's almost like someone's been helping her.
Between Maggie and Frankie, often holding them as well as the story together, is Scrap, an ex-boxer who runs Frankie's gym. But it's clear they have a long history.
How you doing?
Me?
Yeah, you.
I'm not the one who's hurt.
Broken nose don't hurt that much.
Why are you telling me that?
No reason.
Morgan Freeman, who co-starred in Eastwood's Oscar-winning Western, Unforgiven, anchors this film as Scrap, and he admits the boxing ring is strange territory to him.
If you hit me, I'm going to cry. I'm going to lie down and just weep. What did you do that for? But guys who like that, they come back, you know, bam. Oh, yeah, come on. And I don't think you have to know anything about it to do a script like this. But you learn a lot about it in the doing.
I'm okay, Frankie.
What'd you learn tonight?
Always protect myself.
What's the rule?
Always protect myself.
Hilary Swank says director and co-star Eastwood did not choreograph the fights, so when she was in the ring as Maggie, the adrenaline rush was real. But she says it also taught her the lessons that her character learns.
The second that you think, oh, I got this one, you know, and get cocky, you'd lose. And it's just a reminder to always stay humble and be thankful and respectful to the other person that you're fighting, working with, meeting. It was a really interesting parallel to life, really. Boxing is a great parallel, an analogy to life, in my opinion.
I made a lot of mistakes in my life. I'm just trying to keep you from doing the same.
I know, boss.
Good man to have in the corner.
Yes, he is.
Million Dollar Baby is written by Paul Haggis, adapted from a short story by FX Tool, who spent a lifetime working with boxers. Along with directing and co-starring, Clint Eastwood also composed the film's score. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.